and south, south of the loop, south of Congress.
All right, and how about the west side?
The west side would be west of the loop.
How far north and south do you think of as the west side?
West side?
Yeah.
The west side would be about as far south and north as Lake Street.
Okay.
Far south as South Street, I believe.
Okay. Now how about, does the word uptown mean anything to you, the part of the city?
Uptown would be north of, I believe north of Wilson Avenue.
And how far north does that go?
As far, I guess, as Rogers Park.
Okay, and the area right around the stockyards is sometimes called
back of the yards.
And the small park facing Newberry Library on Clark Street there.
The small park facing Newberry Library.
Have you ever heard of Bughouse Square? You
no.
Ever heard that?
No. Is that what it's called?
Well, that's what it's called, but it's, I mean, that's a popular name for it, but it's not, it's really Newberry Park, but it's called that. I'm just working on the etymology of that word. That,
mm-hmm. I would have said Newberry Park, but
uh-huh.
I was thinking of something else.
Well, that's it. That's mm-hmm. what it is. More people know Bughouse Square than Newberry Park, as a matter of fact, yeah. Did you or your mother ever make bread?
Yes.
What would you call that? How would you distinguish that from other kinds? You'd call that
homemade bread.
Any different? Now, would you name the different kinds that you used to make? Either you or
white
your mother.
White bread, whole wheat bread, and corn bread.
Okay. And another kind of bread. Maybe you didn't make this yourself, but it's another kind of
rye bread.
You ever use the term wheat bread?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, there's the whole wheat, of course.
Yeah,
is
but
one.
Just plain wheat bread. Do you ever use that term?
No, I never use that term.
Okay. How would you just, you'd say the bread you make at home is homemade bread. What would you call bread that was purchased in a grocery or a bakery?
Bakery bread.
For both?
Yeah.
Okay. This is something that you sometimes have with coffee. It has a hole in the middle.
Donut.
Must it have a hole in the middle to be a donut, in your mind?
Yes.
Okay, then you distinguish it by the shape rather than the size.
Okay.
And these very lightweight ones are sometimes called very lightweight.
Called a Bismarck.
They have jelly in them, don't they?
Yes.
Uh-huh. But these are just donuts. It's a kind of donut. It's a donut. It's a hole in the middle, and it has, what do you put over the top of the cake? Call it.
Icing? Those are French donuts.